I'm always amazed when we get to a shiur that I didn't do by Rabbi Kanatopsky. It's one of those things that I assumed. It's a good thing that Steve is here, because it's to Steve's credit that I got that book. Steve is the one that got me the book, I should say. But it's amazing. I thought I did everything, and then every once in a while I look at it and I'm like, wow, did not do this piece. So I want to share with you today, right, not tonight, it really is today, an idea by Rabbi Kanatopsky on this parsha. We're going to take a look at the first pasuk, maybe two, and maybe as if there's time later on, we'll get a little further into it. But I want to take a look to try to understand a little bit better what God wants from Avram. So let's take a look at pasuk Aleph. Vayomer Hashem el Avram, lech lecha me'artzecha u'meuladetcha u'meibet avicha el aretz asher areka. God says to Avram, I want you to go from your land, from your birthplace, from your father's home, to the land that I will show you. So on this pasuk, at least for me, there are three major questions. Perhaps you have other questions you want to add as well. But what are some of the problems in this pasuk?
He's saying go to a place. He doesn't have to say where he's leaving from in three different ways.
Okay, so why do we have to have three different places of departure? Isn't it all the same? You could just say lech lecha mei, wherever he is. Okay, good.
You don't have to even say mei. It doesn't just lech lecha.
Okay, right. Okay, even better. Why do we even need me'artzecha u'meuladetcha u'meibet avicha? Okay, excellent. Anybody else? Or any other questions? David, you're allowed to answer more than once.
The classic lech lecha, like, what does that even mean?
Excellent. What does lech lecha even mean? When it says lech lecha, shouldn't it just say lech? Right? Really, you could just say lech el ha'aretz asher areka, which would still leave us with a question, but what do we need lecha? Now, the Ramban actually tackles that and says that that's common language in Tanakh, and so it's not even a question. Rashi thinks it's a question, and other Mefarshim also feel it's a question. But okay, what first question that we have to deal with is, what do we do with the word with the words lech lecha? What does that mean? Okay, any other questions?
Yeah, what is Asher Areka? Why don't you just tell him now? Is it a secret where you're going, or how are you going to get there? So what's that all about? What's the mystery?
Yeah, it's very strange. Why does God have to tell him, go to the land Asher Areka that I'm going to show you? You're asking him already to do a lot. Pick himself up. He's 75 years old. Pick himself up. He's lived in this area for quite some time. He's established. He's all set up. And God says, I want you to go. Okay, so that's a challenge in and of itself. Now God says, now I want you to go, but I'm not even going to tell you where you're going. There is there's a book that I got when I was in Israel for the year called To Dwell in the Palace. I still have it. There are some books that I got rid of after or before Aliyah, because I just felt that I didn't need them. I hadn't opened them in a long time. So it's a book that's supposed to encourage people to want to live in Israel. It's cute, lots of nice things in it. But one of the things in it is it's a spoof between Avram and Sarah after this happens. And so what happens? Avram comes to Sarah and says, God said we have to go. And she all of a sudden, Sarah's like, well, where did he say we have to go? Did he really say now? We're doing such good things here. But the argument is so much more difficult for Avram if he says to Sarah, listen, God came to me in a dream last night and said, pick up. Where are we going? I don't know. How are we getting there? We're just going to keep walking. Well, so that's a very difficult one. So,
Steve, can you mute Steve?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you, sorry.
It's okay. There's a lot going on back here.
So, so what's the deal with that? So that's another problem. Anything else on these psukim? Again, lech lecha, what do you do with that? Elar etz asher areka. David, you do have a question. Your question is a fair one. I don't know if we're going to get to it, but yeah.
I'm not clearly far from a Hebrew linguist. Areka. Is that word? And I know, obviously, it's a tense thing, as it's in the second part. But what is that word? I mean.
So it would be, I if you were to break it up, so the aleph is ani, I will. The resh aleph would be to show, and cha would be to you, that I will show you. How the cha, why is it arecha as opposed to arecha? I don't know, that's way above my pay grade.
All right, never mind, we don't
look at that. Okay, so those are just some of the questions. Assuming no one has anything else to try to figure out, Let's try to answer some of these questions. So Rashi says, Lech lecha, l'ha'anatcha u'tovatcha, Lech lecha, you should go for you. What you're doing will be to your benefit. What you're doing will be for your good. V'sham escha l'goy gadol. V'kan yetazoch l'banim. And by sending you there, you're going to become a great nation. Here in Haran, you won't have any children. V'od, Shodia tivacha beolam. And not only that, but God says, I'll also show the world what you're all about. Okay? So Rashi addresses the Lech Lecha by saying, it's Lech Lecha, where are you going? Or what's Lecha? For you. It's to your benefit. Somehow, by you going, things will be good for you. I think Rashi also points out, which is the amazing thing, is usually when a person picks up and a person goes and relocates, it all these things don't happen. A person doesn't get a big name there. They don't make more money there. Everything, you go backwards. And yet God is saying, by doing this, you are going to advance. Rashi then continues, but he already left his birthplace. He was born where? In Ur Kasdim. But he left Ur Kasdim at the end of last week's parsha. I want you to leave and go even further from your father's house. Right? Rashi clearly never drove anywhere with his kids. Right? Imagine you put your kids in the car and tell them mystery drive. We're going to drive for 2 hours, 2 days. And you'll find out where you're going to be when you get there. You can have like mutiny in the car. And Rashi says, no, the opposite. In order to give him a greater love and appreciation and desire for the land. Also, God does this to give him credit for everything. He didn't only leave. But if he said, go from here, David, maybe Rashi's answering your question a little bit. Lech lecha el aretz asher areka. So what would happen is he'd only get credit for leaving. But here he gets credit for doing every word of God. Lech lecha miartzecha, mimoladcha, mibeit avicha.
It has to happen. You, in order to get there, you have to leave these things. Okay.
Right, so it's like, I guess it would be like certain mitzvos that we have, where you get schar for doing it, but they're intuitive, right? If God never said, don't kill, you wouldn't be like, oh, now, because God didn't put that in the book, I'm going to go kill. God put it in the book, so now if you don't kill, what happens? You get extra credit. So that's what Rashi says. Kayotzebo, Rashi says, not only that, but we have a binchad, yechidcha, asher ahavta Yitzchak. We have that by Akedas Yitzchak. Where God doesn't say just take Yitzchak, God says take your son, your only son that you love, Yitzchak. Why? Either kedei lechaveva, or because it gives him extra reward for each word. God says, where are you going? To one of the mountains that I will tell you. Okay, so that is that's Rashi. I'm not sure if Rashi answers all the questions in a way that makes us satisfied. If it does, it's the shortest chabura ever. But I think Rashi answers some of the things, but I'm not sure. There's also one other question that we didn't raise. Me'artzachom latcho beit avicha seems to be in the wrong order. The person is leaving, so first it's I'm leaving my father's house. Then it's I'm leaving my town. And then I'm leaving my land. Most people don't say, ah, oh, gee. When we made Aliyah, it wasn't like, oh, man, I can't believe we're leaving the U.S. and we're leaving New York and we're leaving our family. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's like, we're leaving our family. We're leaving our community. Yeah, okay, we're leaving New York and the States. So it seems to be that the order is also not right. So we'll have to try to figure that out as well. So let's take a look at the Sfarno. The Sfarno is at least going to answer some of the questions. He says, El aretz asher areka. El amakom mea aretz asher areka. Otav marot elokim. God, what is he saying? He's saying to the place in the land, asher areotcha. Abram knew where he was going. He knew he was going to Canaan. He just didn't know where in Canaan he was going to. So God says to him, go to the land. Where in the land? To the place in the land that I tell you to go. I'll give you a nevuah. Lefichach aver ba'aretz, lo nata lo, adam akom shenir alav sham hakel yitbarach, kamro v'yavor avram ba'aretz an mekom shchem, v'yar elav Hashem, v'yomer lezarach hanatat yaretz. So what happens? He comes to the land, and if you remember from Parshas Lech Lecha, he starts in the north, and he goes slowly, slowly, slowly down. Where does he lay camp? He lays camp finally in the place where God comes to him and says, oh, I'm going to give the land to you. So what the Sfarno does is he adds in the word hamakom. It's not el ha'aretz asher areka, but it's el hamakom. Ela ba'aretz asher areka. Okay, so that at least is a little bit easier. Say again?
How does that even translate? How does it translate?
El hamakom me'aretz. El hamakom me'aretz, I guess, right? To the place from within the land that I will show you. So, right, so it's good. The Sfarno answers one question, but he creates another one. Meaning now it's like, okay, fine, I get it. I know where I'm going, but I don't know exactly where I am. You know, I'm going to the land. I don't know where I'm going to live. Right? I mean, it's a foreign concept to us because most of us nowadays would never think about, gonna throw everything in the car. I'm going to drive somewhere. I'm going to find a place to live. So it's all much more process oriented. But back then, okay, so I know I'm going to the land of Israel. I don't know where in the land of Israel I'm going. But I'll find it, somehow I'll know. Which sounds a lot like Alachad Arim Asher Omar Elecha, one of the mountains that I'll show you, or I'll say to you. Abram didn't know which mountain it was, but he said, all right, I don't know, God sent me to the mountains, I'll figure it out. Okay, so that is the Sfarno. The Ibn Ezra, I believe, there is the concept of Ein Mukdam Muchar Batovra we're all familiar with. There's some mefarshim that try really, really hard to avoid Ein Mukdam Muchar b'Torah. Meaning the Torah was written, there's a reason why Perek Yud Aleph, even if you don't believe in the Prakim, but there's a reason why this Perek comes, and then there's the next Perek and the next Perek. I believe that the Ibn Ezra is one that is not afraid to use Ein Mukdam Muchar b'Torah. So the Ibn Ezra is bothered by something. This whole story doesn't make... This whole pasuk is so difficult. So he says, Hashem tziva l'Avram, bo'udena bo'er kastim, she'yazov artso, makom molato gamet aviv. When Avram still was in Ur Kastim, end of last week's parsha, right? Terach's big trip. So while he was still there, God came to him and said to him, I want you to leave. I want you to leave your land. I want you to leave your birthplace. In gamet aviv. The thing is, Terach came on that trip also. They stopped in Charan. So the thing is that Terach died a lot later. So what happened? What the Ibn Ezra is suggesting is that this whole story is a little bit in the wrong place. God already started Lech Lecha, this mission was already started in last week's parsha. Okay, so now we're told, V'achar Shamar Asher...
You gotta repeat because you froze at the beginning of telling us about the whatever happened.
Okay, sorry. I'm opening my door. Maybe that will help a little bit. Okay, so the Ibn Ezra wants to say that the story is out of order, and Avraham was told, okay, you're gonna go. He was told that already back in Ur Kasdim. So it was more of a process. He started leaving in Ur Kasdim in the end of Noah and the end of Noach, and then he continues into Parshat Lech Lecha. So that's the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra, though, does say, El Aretz Asher Areka, Kilo Hasod, Ki Chein Chatu Veitzu Lelech Aretz Kanan. But says the Ibn Ezra, God told him already the secret, where he's going. El Aretz Asher Areka, he knew. Why? Because he already started the mission in Noach. O Yet Tamareka Shuhu Amar Lo, Ki Kol Aretz Asher Taroe Elocha Etnena. Or maybe the reason of Areka is because he says to the land that I will show you, I will give you. Okay, I'm not sure what that means. Fine. So that is the Ibn Ezra. The Ramban comes and is dealing with the question of El Aretz Asher Areka. Where is he going? How does he know where to go? So the Ramban says, first of all, the Ramban spends a lot of time first disproving Rashi and Ibn Ezra and Lech Lecha and a bunch of other things. But then he says, El Aretz Asher Areka, haya nodeid v'holeich migoy el goy, u'mimamlacha el am acher ad shebal Eretz Kenan. He is wandering and wandering and wandering from place to place to place, country to country, land to land, city to city, until finally he stumbles in Eretz Kenan, v'amarlo, and then God says to him, l'zaracha ten et ha'aretz hazot, as nitkayem el Aretz Asher Areka. So according to the Ramban, he had no idea where he was going at all. What happens? When he finally stumbles into Eretz Canaan, God says, you came. And now that you came, now I know you're in the right place. V'az nitakev sham, v'yashav ba, u'ma shamar v'yitzu alech Eretz Canaan, lo litiyashav ba, ki adayin lo yada, ki ala aretz hi nitztava. So why does he go to Eretz Canaan? So says the Ramban, he went to Eretz Canaan not because he was commanded to go there. Elisha achaz tzadik darko derech Eretz Canaan ki chena yavadato v'dat aviv. He just felt that perhaps Eretz Canaan was the right place to go. Kam etchila v'tzeitam Ur Kasdim. When they left Ur Kasdim, he just felt that way. Umipnei zeh amar v'hikasher hitu oti elokim beit avi. Next week, in Vayera, it says that when God made me go on these travels, this is what happened. Vayera. Okay. So that is where we're at with that. So, okay. That the Ramban offers another possibility, which is just that he had nevuah. Did I freeze again? No. So there is a possibility that he had nevuah, and El Aretz Asher Areka, he just felt that there was something to make it feel as though Eretz Canaan was the right place to go. Okay? So that's Ramban. The Kli Yakar offers another possibility. He's going to answer some of our questions. The big question that the Kli Yakar is going to answer is, why do we have Me'artzichom Latcho Beit Avicha? Why do we need the three languages? So Maya Mikra Chaseri, Maya Omer Lech Lecha L'Aretz Asher Areka. So, David, that was your question. That actually, the Kli Yakar asks your question. He doesn't care about the order, but he says, why do we even need it? Just say, Lech Lecha L'Aretz Asher Areka, and you'll be fine. Lama Hizkir Pratim Eilu Me'artzicha, Moladcha, Me'tavicha, Kamilat Lecha, Tzarich Be'ur. Why do we even need the word Lecha? Just like, really, the Pasuk could just say, Lech El Aretz Asher Areka, and we'd be fine. So what does it mean? So Gam Masha Pirish Ramban Shum Lashon Eilech Li El Har Hamor Lo Nire Ki Gam Li Gam Lecha Ye Lo Biur Acher Yoter Karu Pshuto. So he says, even though the Ramban wants to say that it is stylistically consistent in Tanakh to have it written this way, he says, I don't think that's pshat. So he says like this, Nira li shatiku HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'inyan le'inyan k'derech shemechanchim hatinok. So he says that God is actually dealing with Avram the way you would deal and teach a child. To ask a child to do something big in one shot is really hard. So to say, I want you to go and do this, too much. The first thing he says is, I want you to leave Urka. I want you to leave Babylonia. Hopefully not a big ask. Because really, at the end of the day, okay, nowadays maybe it's a little bit different. People do have loyalty to their countries. But back then, it wasn't really so much the thing. All right, geographically, you were living somewhere. Didn't necessarily pull a person. And the people there, he wasn't close with them. He could handle leaving them. And afterwards, he decided that he was done with his whole country. Amar pen yenafshik shurav anche toldo to sheish lo k'tzat ezer v'sad mehem. But maybe the people that live in his area, the people of his city, said that's a little harder. Maybe they help him. Maybe they have connections to him. So the idea of your community, certainly we feel as Jewish people, a close connection to our community. Maybe Avram would feel connected to his community. It would be a little bit harder. K'derech ha-mishpachot she'echad nichnas v'ovi ha-kora b'yad shar b'saro.
All frozen.
Say again? All right. I am working on my internet in my office. Hopefully one day soon we'll have like better. I froze again, right? Okay, anyhow, he says that people don't care so much about their town, but they about their country, but their city, that's where you have your community, that might be a little bit different. V'lo yitnu makom lizarim That's a little bit more of an ask. And the last one is, it's hard to separate from your family. Your family is a support for you. So what happens? He asks him for that as well. Did I freeze a third time?
In reverse order of the difficulties?
Correct.
The most difficult?
Correct. And that would answer why it's there. It's rather than Rashi, which is to give chiba on every single piece of it, what the Kliyakar is suggesting is it's really hard to say to someone, go leave right now your land. But if you're able to break it up into pieces, go leave your country, you're probably not so patriotic. Nimrod wasn't so good to you. You're probably willing to leave. Okay. Next, I want you to leave your city. It's a little harder, but okay, maybe. I want you to leave your family. With each thing that Avram agrees to, the next one becomes a little bit easier for him. That says the Kliyakar is what's going on here. So, because the internet connection is not so great, I'm going to try to just get the whole thing in. I hope that we won't lose out, but maybe I'm going to cut short a couple of minutes just so that we don't completely lose the internet. But Kenetopsky offers a different suggestion. He says the following. He says that the bris pein absarim that we know is at the end of the parasha, according to Rashi and Shmos, it actually happened 430 years before the Jews left Egypt, which would be when Avram was 70 years old. Problem is that if Avram's 70 years old, where is he? Yeah, he hasn't left to go to Eretz Canaan, which would make that to be a pretty big Ein Muktam Umuchar Batorah. But that is Rashi's explanation, which would mean that the Bris Bein Abisarim probably happened.
A pretty big what?
That'd be a pretty big Ein Muktam
Froze at the punchline.
All right, I'm switching rooms. All right, hold on, hold on. I gotta move my whole computer, phone, and everything. Yeah, okay. So it's a pretty big ein muktam u'char b'Torah to say that. All right, sorry, trying to do too many things at one time. To say that that the bris bein Absarim happened when he was 70. Meaning it didn't even happen in Canaan. But okay. Internet is better now. You can hear me?
So far?
Yeah. Okay. So that's Rabbi Kanatapsky's starting point. He says that we have to understand that the timeline of the story might be a little bit off. What did God really want from Avram Avinu? God wanted the following from Avram Avinu. He wanted him to completely distance and disassociate himself with his family. So how does he do that? He says to him, I know that your family is coming with you. I know that your dad is coming for the trip. He started to make the pilgrimage from Urkastim to Haran. God says he can't come with you. He's not part of it. In order for you to be Avram, the only way that's going to happen is you have to go by yourself. So does Avram do the right thing? Let's take a look at Pasuk Hey. Pasuk Hey says, "Vayikach Avram et Sarah ishto v'lo ben achiv v'kol ruchusham v'sher rachashu v'denefesh asher asu b'charan v'yeitu l'alech el aretz Kanaan v'yavou aretz Kanaan." Avram went with Sarai, with Lot, and all their stuff, and all the people that they amassed in Charan, and they go to Eretz Kanaan, and they arrive in Eretz Kanaan. Beautiful. According to Rabbi Kanatapsky, if the whole purpose is to go by himself, did Avram do it right? Okay.
Well, you would think Sarai was important, but maybe everybody else should have been left behind.
Right, so who should have been left behind? So Nefesh Asher Asu B'Charan, we could answer easily. Avoid Rashi's explanation that those are all the people that he converted and was Makarev along the way. I'd say it's his his possessions, it's his slaves and all the other things. So then you'd be fine, it's not a big deal.
Lot's the problem,
right? So why does he bring Lot with him?
Because he's the son of his brother was killed in a
right. His family. He's the son of his brother who's killed or dies, and his brother that died. How did he die? According to the Medrash, he died when he jumped on the bandwagon, sort of Avram Avinu. So it's possible that Avram had these feelings of guilt, the feelings of responsibility, feelings of obligation to Lot. And yet, what we see that's amazing is God actually cuts himself sort of out of Avram until when? Until Lot leaves. It says, God comes to Avram, Acharehi Pare Lot Meimo. After Lot separated from him, he had to go by himself. Take a look at the Nitziv, the last source. Yeah.
You could then, if you believe that that presentation is correct, then you could argue that Avraham was 10-1 in his Nisyonos. Like, he didn't pass that one. He didn't do the right thing. The challenge was to leave your place and everybody, and he didn't. So that's the problem. Maybe. And
right.
It ended up good, but it's
right. So Rabbi Kanatapsky doesn't necessarily have it as he sins and he messed up as much as he didn't fully pull the plug. So he starts at Urkastim, but Terach's father is still with him. He gets the Charan, and Terach says, "All right, I'm okay. I'll stay here." Okay, beautiful. But somehow Lot is with him, and that throws it off. It seems as the Ikar Avoda is that he has to go by himself. So you take a look at that. I hear what you're saying, David. Again, Rabbi Kanatapsky doesn't seem to have it as an Aveira that he did. It's just he's not where he needs to be. Right. He's not where he needs to be just yet. So the Nitziv says, Perish Rashi, Lech Lecha, Lanatchal Tovatcha. That's Rashi. So the Ramban says that this is actually regular language, so he's not bothered by this. And Why does the Ramban have to look at all these other psukim? Lech lecha, you want to prove it's common? We know it's common. From where? We know it's common from the Akedah. So, but he says, I will kavanat Rashi, the mekam makom mashmo sheyehe bodeid b'moado ve'ein lezarim ito. The necessity here was sheyehe bodeid. He had to be by himself. He had to be alone. That's what had to happen. And yet, Avram didn't do that. Of course, Sarah's allowed to come for the ride. She's part of the team. But he should not have taken Lot with him. So it's only after he separates himself from Lot, that is when he is finally in the right. What's Lech Lecha then? According to the Netziv, the word Lech Lecha is Lech go, Lecha, with you, just with you. Go by yourself. Get rid of everybody. The past is the past, and now you're going to the land that I sent you to. Don't bring anybody with you, but you're starting from the ground up all over again. That says the Netziv. That says Rabbi Kanatapsky was Avram's mission. Avram had to start over, and he had to start fresh, and anybody that was with him from the previous would be lost. Now, it's an interesting possibility is that we always wonder what happened to all the people that were with him. Et ha-nefesh asher asu b'charan. But possibly, maybe, you know, we've given different answers over the years, but maybe Avram realized, wait a second, the same way Lot wasn't part of Lech Lecha, going bibididu by myself, all these people also were not part of it. So once Avraham starts over, and he has a clean slate without anything from the past, that is when he's able to start to build the future.